What most people want is true intimacy, to be known, to feel secure, and most of all, to be ourselves. We want to feel understood, respected, and admired. We want someone who encourages us to grow as a person and who also wants to improve themselves, and I call it love. Okay.
Oh my gosh, cliches.
Well, yeah, I thought about that response, so that's why I left out the few more prior paragraphs that I came up with about
the description
a love
novel
about
before
love.
The show.
Yeah, so how can we obtain love? It seems that recently on social media, there's discussion about waiting. Just sitting there and wait until love drops on your lap. Does that make sense?
Liming's married. You tell us.
I don't think that makes sense.
Why?
Because I don't think you will ever stop growing. I don't think you will ever be completely ready for love to take hold of you. I mean,
Did you chase your wife?
I think I chased my wife. I mean, I don't think I was completely ready.
Was she actually running or were you?
Well, it was sort of like a tangle.
Ooh, Liming, a dancer.
We were able to appreciate each other from our first sight, but I dare say none of us was ready at the moment when we met. I mean, since I...
Stop laughing, John.
There you go.
Sorry,
Let
I
him
got
finish
excited.
His story. She's just giggling.
Oh, I love your story.
I think
my, carry on.
Continue.
Yeah, what I'm saying is I think my wife has helped me improve a lot ever since we met. So this idea of just sitting still, while you keep improving yourself until some meteor hits you, that's not going to happen unless you really go out there and reach out.
Yeah, and you know what, guys? Liming's a good-looking dude, a gentleman. Of course, any lady is lucky to be with him. And of course, this lady was the lucky one. And apparently, he is quite the tango dancer. So, alrighty. But for the rest of us single folks out there, being Hyung and myself, of course, you know, there's a lot of things that say maybe, I don't know, maybe you should go pursue them, maybe you shouldn't. I think it could be something that also should be looked on at a gender level. I think nowadays, in the U.S. at least, things have changed. Like, let's say I'm at a bar, all right? I'll tell you what, I don't know, I know it's different maybe in Asia, I've heard, especially in Korea, but if I'm in the U.S., right, it is really awkward for me to be aggressive and going and talking to ladies. If I walk up, I'm like, hey, what's up? What are you drinking? Like, that automatically turns her off. It's got to be, you know, like in talking and looking for somebody and trying to make a connection, let's say if it happens at a bar or a grocery store, I can't be over the top. I can't be too aggressive. It's almost like fishing in the U.S., you know? If you go into the water with a shotgun, psh, 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 where's my love?
You just killed your love.
Oh, I just shot all the love. You know, and there's love bits everywhere, and you just didn't get, you just shot
like
your love.
The little pieces of your heart.
And then it's a sad story. But if you're one of those people that throws the rod out there and gently reels in and then catches it, maybe you'll get love. But I'm not saying sit on your butt. Here's what I'm saying, and this is how I've always operated. Love is like Liming said, or whatever this dance we do. It is a dance. It is looking at someone. It is understanding body language. It is knowing without words when to go further or when to stop, when to respect distance, when to go in further. So I think that is also up to the girls. Girls, don't wait for guys to just come sweep you off your feet. If you like someone, let them know. I mean, for me as a guy, I would never just go after a girl if she didn't make it known to me. If it wasn't a glance or a smile or a flirt or something like that, you gotta give a green light. Otherwise, the guy just feels like a huge creep and you'll end up the rest of your life not getting what you want. So stop sitting there feeling like, oh, in all the fairy tale books, Prince Charming comes and slays a dragon and then kisses me. Yeah, you're going to be single the rest of your life.
Yeah, guys just don't do that. So,
it's a Disney movie.
No, guys just don't do that. And, okay, certainly I think these
guys, you
days,
hear that? You got to go out and slay a dragon now. Standards are higher.
Yeah, but if I'm slaying the dragon, then what does the guy do? It just seems like, you know, if both sides could be a little more proactive. Including the guys.
I think one way to take away is to try and be a good person and try to find a good person. Do not assume that there's only one person for you. But as long as you think she or she is has got the potential, then just to go ahead.